I am truly blessed. I have had the honor of baptizing my grandson, and I think my granddaughter is either going to sing or preach. I don't know which. She's making a lot of noise over there when we were singing. And it is a true blessing to have them here today. You get to get blessed today. You don't have to listen to me. As you all well know, probably my father passed away. We received the news last Sunday after church. They actually had the police out looking for us because they couldn't find us. Cell phones are always dead when you need them, aren't they? And that's how mine was. And they did send a police officer by to let us know, but we'd already been in contact with the hospital. And it made for a very busy week. And last Sunday I called somebody you all know well a lot better than I do, Brother Kenny Trinham. I called him last Sunday after we left the hospital and asked him if he would cover for me this week, because I knew I had a busy week ahead of me. And he graciously accepted. So, Brother Kenny, would you come?
Good morning again. I was told before I came this time that I had to introduce myself, even though the pastor did. But we have a lady in our church by the name of Judy Rupel, and I'm sure some of you know her. And she says, Brother Kenny, you better tell him where you're from, because I heard last time you didn't tell him. So I am Kenny Trinham. I live in Marble Hill, Missouri, and I do attend the Connection Point Church where Miss Rubel attends. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. So if she asked you, I told you, okay? It is a privilege to be here this morning. And I know we've endured a lot this week. And not here in our area, but other people in other parts of our country have gone through tremendous tragedies. And we're not excluded from those tragedies as well. And the Bible says that whenever our brothers and sisters have problems, that we should have the same problems. We should pray for those people, because you never know when it could be us, and we're wanting their prayers. So let's remember them and pray for them as we go throughout our week. Today I'd like to talk to you about letting your light shine. I think in the world in which we live today, more than ever before, we as Christians need to let our light shine. As the world grows darker and darker, we as Christians, our light should be shining brighter and brighter. If you have your Bibles, and you would, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to look at verses 13 through 16. It talks about the light. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, beginning with verse 13. It says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Some translations say, neither do men light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, pray that our words will not return void, but they will go forth. And Father, the people here today that listen to this message will go forth and will let their light shine to a lost and dying world. Father, more than ever before, we realize that we as Christians need to step up, and we need to be heard, we need to be seen, but the things that people need to see in us is you living in us. Help our lights to shine brighter and brighter as the world gets darker and darker. Father, we love you. We give you the praise for it all in your name. Amen. It's been said that many times we're the only Bible that some people will ever read. You see, people are watching us each and every day. They're watching how we live. They're watching us rather than what we tell them. We can tell them that we're Christians, but if we're not living a Christian life, our words are vain. They're watching in how we live. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 says, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Friend, today, that's where America's at today. People are honoring God with their lips, but yet their heart is far from Him. Do you think that people's light is shining today the way that it should? Other people that you know that call themselves Christians, do you see their light shining? The Living Bible, in verse 13 there, it says, "You are the world's seasoning to make it tolerable. If you lose your flavor, what will happen to the world?" You see, I'm convinced the only thing that's holding us together today are the Christians that are letting the light shine. Because things are happening all over our world, and when it comes to the point that we quit letting our light shine, then that's the day that Christ is going to say, "Enough, go get my children." I believe that many Christians are losing their effectiveness in the world today because they're not letting their light shine as they once time did. They still want to talk the talk, but yet they don't want to walk the walk. But I'm glad today that there are still Christians in the world that's willing to make a difference, that's willing to let their light shine out for Christ. You see, I believe that if you truly have Christ living in you, then you have the light, and it will be a radiant light that people will know and they will see something different in you and I. As the world gets darker and darker, our lights need to be brighter and brighter. You see, we live in a world that is getting darker by the day. And is your light shining brighter for the world to see? Or is your light fading into the darkness like those in the world? When others see your light shining, do they see the good works that go along with your light shining? Because if they do, then they glorify the Father which is in heaven. God is glorified whenever we produce good works. Works won't save you, but having your light shine will produce good works. You and I don't need to walk around with our head down like the rest of the world does, because we know that our confidence lies in Christ. The words to the song says, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day." You see, it's not about us, but it's all about Him. Don't hide your light, but let your light shine to a lost and a dying world. Many of you may have heard of Ann Kimmel. When I was a young man, I got to attend some of the conferences where Ann Kimmel spoke. And Ann Kimmel was a great speaker. And the thing that I'll never forget about what Ann Kimmel said as a young man, she said this. She said, "I'm out to change my corner of the world. I can't change the whole world, but I can change and have an effect in my corner of the world." What do you think would happen today if you and I was out to change our corner of the world? Do you think we would see things different? Do you think that we would still have all the murders, all the abortions, the suicides, all the violent acts that are being created today? Violence in our schools and in our homes. You see, I can't change what happened in Boston, and neither can you. But one thing we can do, we can change our corner of the world. We can change what happens in our home. We can change what happens in our church, in our communities, in our corner of the world. I think we as Christians today have let down our guard because I don't believe our light is shining quite as bright as it should be, quite as bright as it one time did. You see, Satan is on the warpath. You can read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Satan is as a roaring lion. He's roaming to and fro. He's seeking those that he may devour. He's after you. He's after me." And every time he comes against us, if we decide to give up, then that's one less light that's shining in the world today. Stay the course. You may say, "Well, Brother Ken, one person can't make a difference in the world." But I disagree with you. Think back, those of you that are old enough, think back to 1960. You remember one lady took prayer out of schools. One lady made a difference. It was the wrong difference, but she made a difference. You and I can make a difference today. And it's up to us to try. My senior motto when I was a senior in high school was this, and I'll never forget it. It says, one man can make a difference. Every man must try. I think today that we can put that in language as every Christian can make a difference. Every Christian must try. John F. Kennedy was quoted one time as saying, he said, if not us, who? If not now, when? You see, men and women, boys and girls are walking around today in darkness, but they're looking for the light. The light that only you and I can have. And the light of the world today is Jesus. And people need to be drawn closer to the light, but they can only do it through us. We must let our light shine in a dark world. In order for something electric to work, think about it, it has to be connected to electricity. It has to be connected to a power source. It's the same way in our spiritual lives. In order for us to let our light shine, we have to be connected to our power source. Our power source is Jesus Christ. And we must be committed to Christ. John chapter 8 verse 12, it said this. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You and I can help to make up the world today. And we make that up by letting our light shine. But is our world, or is our light shining brighter, or is it becoming darker? You see, a little bit of light goes a long way. If we were able to, and we could, close off all the lights, close off all the sunlight coming into this room tonight, or today, and it was totally dark, and yet one person would light a candle, or one person would light a lighter, it would give us enough light that we could all see to exit this building. So it is in our life. One person can make a difference. We need to make that difference. Can others see Jesus in you today? Is your light shining brighter in a dark world? Who do people see when they look at you? Have you ever thought about that? Who do people truly see when they look at you? Do they see someone who's a put-on, someone who's a fake? Do they see someone who claims to be a Christian, but is not acting or walking like a Christian should? Or do they see someone whose light is truly shining as that of a Christian? Well, let me remind you today that you're not just one person, but you are three in one, so to speak. You're the one that you think you are, the one who others think you are, and then the one that God knows you to be. If you were accused today of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Well, you see, someday we are going to stand on trial. God's going to be our judge. Jesus Christ is going to present our case to the judge, who's God. And then sentence will be given to each and every one of us. That sentence will be, depart from me, I never knew you. Or it will be, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. If today was your day in court, what would your sentence be? Can you say, as David said in Psalms 27:1, where he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? In closing today, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 says this, for ye were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And he ends that verse saying, walk as children of the light. Friend, today you and I who call ourselves Christians, we need to walk as children of the light. In today's language, we would say that passage probably means this. If you're going to talk the talk, then walk the walk. If you're going to talk the talk, then be willing to walk the walk. You see, we live in a dark world as Christians, but yet we are the children of the light. God tells us in His Word that this world is full of problems, it's full of trials. But He says, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. The Scripture that says, greater is He that is in you and me than he that's in the world. Christ has overcome the world. The darker our world becomes, the brighter our light needs to shine. You see, man's not in control. God is still in control. Don't let the fears and the uncertainties of this world dim your light. For we know where our faith and our confidence lies. It lies in God, not man. Is your light shining brighter today? If not, it needs to be. If it's not, maybe it's time that you get reconnected to the power source. Maybe it's time you get re-energized as these ones that came this morning. Maybe they needed a closer walk with God. Maybe they had problems. I don't know. God knows each and every heart. But if your light today, friend, is not shining as bright as it one time did, it's time for you to get reconnected to your power source. And that power source is Jesus Christ. As we have a song of invitation, pastor comes. Your light can shine bright, or your light can be going dim. I pray that your light will shine bright for the Lord Jesus Christ.